Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Armstrong versus United States, 1960. The Fifth Amendment's guarantee that private property shall not be taken for a public use without just compensation was designed to bar government from forcing some people alone to bear public burdens, which, in all fairness and justice, should be borne by the public as a whole. Takings. This turns out a case, El Dorado, before the courts, but Richard has instructed me over the years that takings is a much more significant issue because there are two ways to take from the public. One is tax, and the second is exaction. And in this case, the exaction does not seem proportionate, doesn't seem fair. Have I said all that correctly, Richard?
You said it correctly. You got the right intuitions, but let's see what the county of El Dorado did, and then you could see why. Whenever you have a system of government, you could collect your money in two different ways. You could have it on general revenues, real estate tax, which is based upon proportionate value, or you could do it on a particular transaction that happens to be entered into. So in El Dorado, it was a homeowner, a retirement guy coming into the premises. And what they said is, you want to live here. You may or may not own the car, but we're going to charge you a transportation fee of $23,000 to move into the place. We don't care whether you do or do not own the car, but that's our generalized estimate of how much more we're going to have to pay to the overall system to accommodate you. And so the first thing you start doing is a little bit of calculation and say, you know, this is a growing county in El Dorado. Suppose you have 100 owners coming into this particular place and you give them the same fee. Well, now you got yourself a couple of $1 million. And the question you have to ask is that they're coming in here, there are 100 owners and there are 100 cars. Do you really think that 100 cars in a county which has 500,000 or more people are basically going to eat up 40% of the total real estate budget? And when you say it sort of stinks, those kinds of numbers start to make it. And so what happens is you see the deference argument in Chevron coming back in the same way here. What they do is they tell you what the formula is. They said they've done it on a general basis. They say we're highly competent, but they don't actually tell you what the calculations are. And in a thing like this, the real problem is if what you do, in effect, is to put heavy charges on newcomers, there are going to be fewer newcomers and fewer developments, and other people are basically not going to have to pay their fair share of the taxes because these guys are going to pick it up. Well, they're not going to start to come. And if they don't come because of the barrier, now you're losing another residence. There's going to be lower growth. The incumbent people may be very happy about the fact that newcomers are not coming in there, but the newcomers who don't get housing are not so happy. And you start looking in the state of California compared to the state of Texas, the entire system is such that they have a much larger population still and a much lower grade of new housing starts, because what they do is they put this entire labyrinth in front of you and ask you to run it. And so what they do is they want to go through the system and see what's going to happen. And they go to the California courts. And the California courts on this issue are simply dreadful, because they engage in a kind of Chevron-type deference with respect to this stuff. And they don't want to test the situation to see whether or not the fees really cover the losses in question. At that particular point, the cycle that I mentioned starts to take hold. And what you see is stagnated growth, political intrigue on one side or another. So what you really want to do is to do the following question. Tell me, what are the actual burdens that these people are putting on you? And there are a couple of earlier cases that sort of frame the debate, and probably useful to mention a couple of things about them to you.
We have so one minute, Richard. Go ahead.
1 minute. Okay. And what these cases all tend to say is, we're going to say you want to basically build a house, and we're going to require you to build your house on this land. Is that you repair a viaduct 3 miles north of you, that's a general expense that shouldn't be put on you. But if you're going to have waste materials, you have to make sure that they're clean, but the government cannot basically say that you have to get them so clean that nobody in the same line would start to do it. So basically, with respect to unrelated expenses, You don't want people to have to bear them separately. You put them on general revenues. And with specific site stuff, you're always worried about government abuse in the form of an excessive appropriation, which was the sort of thing that happened through El Dorado County.
Professor Richard Epstein, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, writing on the El Dorado case in Defining Ideas. The Chevron case is an editorial in the Wall Street Journal, Chevron deference case. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.